Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Mary was her dad's darling. We had an extremely special relationship, Mary says. Her father was a policeman in country Queensland, and he died at work in a car accident when Mary was only 7. Her world kind of fell apart from there. She was devastated to then be sent to a boarding school, and when she finally returned home, she returned to a stepfather and a very deep sense of betrayal. The once compliant child had become an angry, angry teen. She made their lives miserable and became very self-absorbed, which alienated her from her family even more. Things got that bad at home that her mum was given an ultimatum by her stepfather that if Mary was still at home when he was due to come back from overseas, he wasn't going to return. Her mum kicked her out of home. Mary moved to Sydney, found work, and was slowly getting on her feet when she fell pregnant at 21. Her daughter was her treasure. She said she never knew what true love was until she looked into that little girl's eyes. It was amazing, Mary told us while smiling softly. But she had deep and unrecognized depression and periods of mental instability. She fell into a serious gambling addiction, looking to fill the void in her life, and then met an amazing man and says how that amazing turned really bad really quickly. It was violent, and by the time she was able to extricate herself from the relationship and the violence, she found out she was pregnant again. The violence escalated after they separated to the point that firearms were involved and the hospital had to pretty much hide her as she gave birth. One day, after reaching out for help, the Salvos Rehab rang to say they had temporary accommodation and case management for her. It's been totally life-changing. She doesn't know how to even thank them because if it wasn't for them making that phone call, she wouldn't have survived the week. Today, Mary is rehabilitated. She's in a beautiful one-bedroom unit. She's 12 months into an 18-month diploma, working to get suicide prevention into schools for teens. She wants to ensure that someone learns from her mistakes and doesn't go through all she's gone through. I'm Aaron Wright.